Hi and welcome to Outspoken. Today you're joined by journalist Amy Torber, and gosh, I'm so sorry, it sounds so weird saying my own name like that. But Kate and Sophie aren't going to be in today's episode, so it's a little bit of a different episode. Now, Kate is unfortunately at the doctor's right now, so she has a little cyst on her chest that is inflamed at the moment, so she's having to have that dealt with. And I think Kate and I mentioned in our previous Maths podcast that we'd kicked Sophie out because she's been letting us down and she hasn't watched any episode of Maths, and we really wanted to talk about last night's finale. Now, I was looking forward to watching the finale because, let's be honest, we're all in lockdown. There's not too much going on. So the Sunday night thrill of Maths being on was probably what was getting me through quite a boring day. Now, it was a very lackluster finale. We'd had all the fireworks of the final dinner party, and so I was kind of expecting big things, but I don't know about anyone else. You have to let us know in our comments on Instagram and Facebook if you were also disappointed, because nothing really happened. I mean, we saw Ivan and Alex return, and it seemed like the judges, sorry, not judges, even though they acted like judges, but the experts, they seemed to have a real issue with Alex and Ivan. They were kind of like, oh, what are you guys doing back here? Oh, you're together. I mean, shouldn't they have been happy that they were together? That's what I found bizarre. I mean, weren't they the ones that actually put them in a relationship, apparently wanting to match them? Anyway, I thought Alex's hair looked a lot better. Now, Kate last week, she said that she thought her hair was looking a bit brassy, but I actually think the blonde hair was looking good for her. Now, while Alex and Ivan seemed very cozy last night, Alex took to Instagram yesterday to announce that they'd actually split. I believe it was back in February, so not that long after filming took place. And she mentioned that their morals didn't align. And I know there was a few rumors that Ivan was going out and being a bit of a dickhead in the town, so who knows if that's what she's alluding to. What I thought was really strange about last night's episode was the lack of actual content. So I think we only saw about half the couples sit down and talk to the experts about their relationships. You could really tell who the show had favored. So we saw Connie and Jonathan sit down, and to be honest, I was kind of bored of all of that. We'd seen Connie's transformation in the previous episodes. You could see that they were really championing Connie, which is nice because Connie genuinely seems like a nice person. But their relationship didn't work out. So whether Channel 9 have other ideas for Connie, I don't know if she's going to pop up in another show, who knows, but they did seem very pro-Connie. There was the showdown between Michael and Stacey, which had been billed as sort of the big highlight of the night, but it was very lackluster because they admitted early on that they'd already broken up. There wasn't any new information that came out, rather than a few grabs that had clearly been given to them about, oh, this, you're guilty, Stacey, you're on trial, all of that kind of crap. Now, Kate and I spoke a lot last week about the cheating scandal, but we didn't really talk that much about Mikey, and he's a really interesting character because when I first started watching Maths, I thought he seemed really cute, genuinely nice, and someone who was genuinely looking for a partner. But as the show's progressed, I think his motives for fame have become very, very clear. Now, if you take a look at his Instagram account, you'll see that he's got a new girlfriend. And this new girlfriend contradicts everything he claimed he wanted. And so does his strange affair with Stacey. Now, he told Natasha on multiple occasions he wanted a girl that was down to earth, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so both Stacey and his girlfriend almost look identical, except the girlfriend looks like a slightly younger version. They're both blonde, they're both fake looking, which is fine if that's what you're after, but that's not the type of girl producers would have had you believe Mikey was interested in. Now, stepping back to last night's episode, I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but it was like there were only a few couples that existed. There were about 5 or 6 couples that didn't actually get to have their time on the couch with the experts. One of those was Tash and Amanda. We didn't hear anything from them. I don't even think we heard Tash talk. I saw her shoot Amanda a bit of a dead eye at one stage, which was kind of her go-to look during the season, but we didn't really hear from them, and we didn't hear from Drew and Casey, and their relationship was up in the air as well. Insiders have said that the reason that we didn't actually hear from some of those couples is that they were just so boring. And I can kind of see why they didn't air some of them, because a lot of the storylines had already been wrapped up. So the thought by Maths producers, it appears, is let's just stick to the current storylines that haven't been finalized. And I think that was probably why the show was so disappointing, because it's clear they're not interested in finding love stories. They just want to focus on these cheating scandals. Now, what was quite interesting about this episode is while it was the number one rating Maths episode of the whole series, of this is the 2020 series, of course, compared to last year's series, 400,000 less people tuned in, which is kind of surprising considering we're all in lockdown at the moment. You think that Maths would have the best ever ratings it has because we're literally all forced at home watching television. Now, there has been talk that the reason for the dwindling ratings has been the fact that most of the entertaining storylines have all happened off camera. So you think back to the cheating scandal with Hayley and Michael, there was no vision of this. The Maths producers must have been absolutely spewing. It seemed like all the contestants just went rogue when filming ended. I saw some paparazzi shots of, I think it was Chris, Natasha and Hayley on a balcony, all clearly partying during filming, and they were flashing their tits and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know whether they've got new producers on board that haven't been able to handle the contestants very well, or whether it's just a case of some of these contestants going absolutely rogue. And on the topic of contestants going rogue, Natasha, who was with Mikey, who revealed all about the cheating scandal last week, she's come out and spoken about some of the penalties that Nine have imposed on some of the contestants for breaking their contracts. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the past about the strict contracts in place, and these contracts are put in place to stop some of the cast ruining storylines or revealing other secrets about the show. And literally most of the Maths contestants this year have just acted like that contract didn't exist. So many have come out and broken it. David being probably, I think, the worst at it. He revealed so many things. He leaked videos. He did whatever he wanted. And of course, Natasha, she was also one of the contestants to disregard the contract. And she revealed that she'd actually spoken to one of the producers when she revealed that the reason she'd left the show was due to her mental health. And she said to the producer, "Well, what are you guys going to do about it?" And the producer said, "Well, what can we do? We can only really cut you from publicity tours. We can't actually sue you, because what a bad look would that be?" I mean, it's so ridiculous. I bet there's a lot of Maths contestants from previous series who are feeling pretty stupid right now, because so many have come out and said, "Oh, I'm going to do a book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that," and spill all, but none have really had the nerve to do so. So we might be seeing more of that. It's quite interesting. I'll also be interested to see what the producers of Maths actually do next year, whether there's more stringent contracts in place. I mean, at the moment, we've seen no punishment really from Nine towards any of the contestants. So no one's going to be taking these contracts seriously anymore. It was quite funny though, because Natasha revealed there was one punishment. As I said, they got taken off the publicity rounds, and the other one is, apparently, you know how they've got GIFs on Instagram when you search little GIFs and you can put them on your Insta story? Apparently, as soon as she spoke out, they took her GIF off. So what a punishment that is. That would actually probably really hurt the feelings of most of those contestants, because as we know, most are looking for fame and fortune, not actually love. So aside from talking about being disappointed by the removal of her GIF, Natasha also revealed that she was unable to do any of the appearances that Nine had put in place as part of her punishment. So I know in Adelaide, some of the contestants were set to appear at the Woolshed. So very, very classy establishment there. And of course, all of those appearances would be cancelled due to the current circumstances with COVID-19. So there'll be a lot of Maths contestants who are missing out. And there's a lot of talk that they're not going to get their 15 minutes of fame. Oh my gosh, how sad. But Natasha said that it's actually forced her to be pushing for her own sponsorship deal. So thank goodness she's been able to make some money contacting brands herself and doing lots of sponsored content. So I don't know how long that's going to last for, because in reality, I mean, I'm only going to buy something from somebody I like and I have that connection with. I think the issue that a lot of Maths contestants are going to find is while they do have a lot of followers, they're not very likable people. I know with Kate and Sophie, if they like someone, they'll literally buy anything they have. So if Sarah's Day or Steph Claire Smith puts anything out, I'll assure you Kate and Sophie will buy it. But these Maths contestants, they're not likable. I'm not going to be buying something that Stacey puts out or Hayley puts out or whoever. So it'll be interesting to see what actually happens there. Now, while the finale was incredibly boring, it seems that New Idea had been holding onto some photos to make everyone's morning. They released photos of Michael and Casey kissing, and they had a tell-all interview with Michael and Casey who confirmed they were now an item. Now, I don't know if anyone else saw this happening from a mile away, but I do recall when Casey entered, I think it was the first dinner party, Stacey gave her the most absolutely disgusting look. It was kind of like a real back off look. And I'm assuming that Stacey knew that Casey was the sort of girl that Michael would go for. And I don't know whether she also assumed that Casey was also looking for maybe somebody to look after her. So if everyone remembers, there was a lot of discussion between Casey and Drew about the fact that Casey wanted Drew to buy her lunches, to buy her flowers, all of those kind of things, which seems small. But it really seemed like she wanted somebody to look after her, which if she went back and watched the episodes of Maths, she would have seen that that's exactly the kind of lifestyle that Michael leads. Now, the photos that appeared on the Daily Mail are apparently paparazzi style photos, which if anyone knows anything about media, the photos were clearly set up by Michael and Casey. They're so set up to the point where Casey is squeezing hand sanitizer in Michael's hands. So I'm assuming they expected to receive some kind of backlash about posing out in public, kissing and having their hands all over each other during this social distancing period. Now, what surprised me is the photos were taken in Melbourne, and for diehard fans of Maths, they'll know that Michael was moving from Adelaide to Melbourne for a few months. What I found interesting was it seemed like a big issue in Casey and Drew's relationship that she wouldn't move to be with Drew in Cairns, but she expected Drew to move to Sydney to be with her. And the article went on to say that Casey has in fact moved to be with Michael during this isolation period, and that they are in fact self-isolating together. I mean, is it just me or is that just absolutely revolting? I don't buy this relationship at all. I mean, I think they're legitimately together, but I think each of them is using each other for something. I feel like Michael is using Casey for her looks, and unfortunately, Casey seems to be using Michael for his lifestyle. So apparently they're bunkering down with each other in Michael's flash apartment. I'm guessing Casey might have seen the homestay episodes of Maths, and maybe that's what's got her interested in Michael, because I can't see what else she would find interesting about him, to be honest. Now, as I said, they gave a tell-all interview to NW Magazine, which I think you kind of needed a bucket to vomit in if you're going to actually read it all, because they've apparently discussed how they want to have children together. Now, people will know that Michael already has a child from another relationship, but Michael said he can't wait to have a little daughter with Casey and she's going to be the best mom. And apparently he said their daughter will be a little dancing pop star. How revolting. Now, the article went on to say that Casey had already told her Maths partner Drew about the relationship and he was really supportive, which doesn't surprise me because I think Drew was probably one of the only genuinely nice people on the show. But of course, a Daily Mail article has come out saying that Drew has now hooked up with his housemate, who was of course a topic of many conversations on the show between Drew and Casey, because Casey was extremely jealous that Drew had a female housemate. Now, I personally don't think any of these rumors are true. I think it's just more clickbait, but I suppose we'll have to wait and see what happens with that one. And while there were so many couples that didn't actually work out, there was of course the shining light of the series, Elizabeth and Seb, who have been dubbed the new Cam and Jules. Now, Cam and Jules have announced this week they're having a baby, which is great news. And that of course follows their televised wedding from last year. And there are rumors that Elizabeth and Seb might be stepping down the aisle. They've announced on the show that they were moving in together in a Sydney apartment, so we'll have to wait and see, but there's already been talks of the huge kind of deals Elizabeth and Seb could be getting, but I just hope they're actually in it for love, and maybe that they're, I'm hoping that they're not just looking for fame and fortune. Someone who is a bit skeptical of some of the motives of some of the Maths contestant is last year's, well, I don't know if she's a fan favorite, but popular contestant Cyrell. Now, the best part of Cyrell had to be the scene where she and her brother were yelling and her mother told her to stop yelling over the food. I think that's probably her most memorable moment besides going apeshit the whole time at her partner Nick. Now, Cyrell has joined into some kind of Maths slagging match, and she's called bullshit on claims from Connie, Jonathan and Michelle that producers forced them to stay. So Cyrell said that's all bullshit and that if you want to leave, you can leave. She reckons they're all just looking for their 15 minutes of fame, which I don't know, she kind of has a point there. But Connie did say in an interview that producers took 12 hours to convince her to stay with Jonathan. I think it was in the last commitment ceremony. And it's kind of interesting because I'm wondering if the reason she was edited so well is because she decided to stay. I don't know if that was a bargaining tool. There has been talk that a lot of contestants have decided to stay or decided to do things producers have asked them to do in order to get a good edit. So I don't know, just throwing it out there, that might be one of the reasons. And now that the season has ended, there has been a lot of talk about what we can expect to see for MAFS 2021. They are apparently still casting, but all of the auditions have been put on hold in this current climate. But former MAFS contestant Poppy put out a rather hilarious warning on her Instagram. She put up an Insta story last night before the finale aired, and most of it was spent paying out Trish, the New Zealand judge. But the other half was, I suppose, giving quite a dire warning to people thinking about going on the show. So her advice for anyone thinking of going on MAFS next year was to first throw yourself in front of a truck, get intimate with a swarm of bees, or stick your penis in your eyes, as you may find these experiences much more enjoyable than losing all your dignity in a public forum and being relentlessly bullied. I think that's some pretty good advice from Poppy. I'd be surprised if anyone would want to go on MAFS after this series. And that actually seems to be quite a concern for some of the producers. There has been a huge rumor, which sounds like it might have some truth to it, that next year's MAFS will see celebrities being paired up. So there is a pretty strong rumor that MAFS expert John Aiken text a celebrity who is yet to be named, asking them if they were interested in appearing in next year's series of MAFS. His message said that they hadn't yet decided if they just wanted to match celebrities with celebrities or celebrities with normal people. I think it's a great idea, to be honest. I think at the moment, the current format isn't working anymore. I think they tried to copy last year's show too much and it just came across as quite fake. I'm not actually sure which celebrity would be stupid enough to appear on Celebrity Married at First Sight, but I'm guessing they'd go for some of the sort of lesser known celebrities, the ones that appear on Dancing with the Stars and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I personally think it would be great to see some people off Gogglebox, a bit like they did with Angie. I mean, the two young guys who used to sit on the couch with the odd socks, they've left, so maybe they might be appearing on MAFS, who knows? Now, that's all we've got time for today. I hope I haven't bored you too much being by myself, but please let us know if you did enjoy the episode. We're going to put a Q&A up to see who you want to see on a celebrity version of MAFS, so please hit up the Insta story and answer there. I'd love to hear your suggestions. And if you did enjoy the show, we'd love you to share it on your Insta story and tag us, so of course we can share it. And please leave us a review. Thank you so much for listening.